Why it's a lie.
In another Pack Podgram, if you touch a baby bird, its mummy bird will abandon it. Beards are dirtier than a pile of poop. And if you shoot a bullet at a car and it hits the gas tank, boom, it will always explode. Each of those statements is false. So let's find out
why it's a lie.
Ooh, gravelly. Maybe you remember when you were younger and you happened upon a baby bird on the sidewalk and you looked up, you saw a nest on the branch and you thought to yourself, I don't want this poor, helpless baby bird to be attacked and consumed by a cat. Oh, what a terrible way to go, I must say. So I should pick up this birdie and place it in its nest. Well, egad, don't do that, said your friend, who really didn't say egad. The mother bird will shun its baby bird if it smells your dirty humanness on its baby birdie body. It might even kill it, death by pecking. That's an even worse way to go. Well, luckily, if you ever found a tiny baby bird that has fallen out of its nest, please be reassured that you should help. Birds do not use scent to recognize their young, and even if they did, they don't find humans so dirty and repulsive that the mere idea of you touching its young would cause it to abandon it or peck it to death. If you come across a young bird that needs help, it is perfectly fine for you to find the nest and put it back right away. However, you should make sure the baby bird actually needs your help. The kind of bird that needs your help is called the nestling. Now, these are pretty small and they're weak and they totally can't fly or grip anything with their feet. And well, you can tell this bird needs your help because it doesn't move very well and it has very few feathers. Fledglings, on the other hand, look more like birds with feathers, you know, and stuff. And they're like teenage birds, right? It has grown to the point where it's not helpless. Rather, it's starting to explore the outside world on its own. So chances are that it left the nest by choice and it doesn't need your help. If it starts hopping away quickly, well, don't go chasing it and, air quotes, help.
Come back here, baby bird, I'm trying to help you! Hey, Chuck, get the net! I'm trying to save this helpless bird, but I can't catch it!
That might be a hint it doesn't need your help. But you not being able to touch a baby bird for fear its mother will abandon it? That's why it's a lie. So I'm scrolling through Facebook, and up comes an article that says, beards are filthy. Well, that's not exactly what it said. It said, beards have more poo in them than a toilet. And then you go into the article, and it says, well, they contain all sorts of nasty bacteria, fecal matter. And in fact, beards have more poop than a toilet seat. It repeats it again. Well, the I'll believe anything guy in me went, ha, I must send this out to all my friends with beards so I can go, ha, your beard is full of poop. But then the wait a second, I should investigate this and double check it guy in me went, wait a second, I should double check this. So sadly, even though Facebook said it came from a TV report, beards do not have more poop in them than a toilet. So sorry, Mark, that I called you poop beard. So now where did this story start? Well, the story originated from the TV news network COAT in New Mexico. It consisted of a reporter taking swabs of some beards and sending them to a microbiologist to test. So this was not based on a scientific study or anything like that. And as every other story that I've checked out basically says, this has very little scientific merit. Now, this doesn't stop the story from running because who doesn't want to say, tonight at 10, how hygienic is your beard? We check some beards and we'll tell you the dirty, dirty results. Fecal matter in beards, that story tonight. So this also didn't stop the TV story from going viral because who doesn't want to say, ha, hey Mark, I'm going to call you poop beard now. And again, sorry about that. So let's get back to the story. They swab a small amount of beards, right? And then they send it to a microbiologist who does his tests and reports that he has identified enteric bacteria, which normally resides in the intestines. He told the reporter that these bacteria are usually found in feces, but bacteria associated with feces is not feces, right? Now that's kind of an important distinction, but they're not gonna play down that part because that's not as interesting as a story and doesn't make a very good headline either. Enteric bacteria, though some can cause disease, can also be harmless. And also these bacteria, they're everywhere. In one story I was reading, a guy named Philip M. Tierno, he's a microbiologist at New York University, he told New York Magazine that we as a society are literally bathed in feces. Now there's a headline for you. Now, we've seen stories on all this stuff, right? Your keyboard, your desk, the bag you carry around, to your phone. Fecal bacteria can be found in a number of places, and they are not really a cause for concern. You know, just clean it once in a while. So, beards being super dirty and full of poo? That's why. In the movies, as soon as a bullet touches a car's gas tank, it, and anyone who happens to be inside, explodes in flames! Boom! Remember the movie Jaws? When they get the shark to swallow an oxygen tank or like a diver's tank, and then they shoot it, and the movie ends with a huge explosion and shark bits everywhere? Well, this isn't really true. Why? Because the companies who make automobiles and pressurized tanks and things like that would like to avoid being sued. So they do things to make sure the gas tanks they make don't blow up. Have you ever seen a car blow up? That's because you can't just shoot at it to blow it up. Other stuff would have to happen too, making it like a perfect storm, as it were. The TV show Mythbusters showed how it would be terrifically difficult to shoot a gas tank and make it explode. The cool thing about that show is once they show you that just shooting at a gas tank to make it blow up doesn't work, they keep trying stuff until it does. So what did they end up doing? Well, first they punctured a hole in the gas tank. And then, the gas kind of fell out. Then they lit that on fire. Lit a fire right around that. And then they vaporized the gas inside to the point that the tank overpressurized, and then they managed a small kind of... During the same show, they gave us the fun fact that hiding behind a car door when someone is shooting at you is not the best thing to do, because bullets can punch right through that thing. So terrible idea. But a car's gas tank blowing up when it gets shot? That's why it's a lie. Remember, friends, we want to hear from you. Make a comment on podomatic.com. You can go onto iTunes, right, and leave comments. Give us 5 stars if you would, or 4, or 5. You could like the Facebook page. You could say something on there. We just want to know you're out there. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie, created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.